From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Just weeks after Saddam Hussein's execution turned into an international controversy, the Iraqi government sent two officials from his former regime to the gallows. The government took steps to make sure that there was no repeat of the last execution, but despite the precautions, things went badly and ended with a gory incident. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports from Baghdad, and we want to warn listeners, the details in this story are very disturbing.
Iraqis began the day hearing unconfirmed reports that Awad al-Bandar and Barzan al-Tikriti, the two men scheduled to die with Saddam Hussein for crimes against humanity, had been executed. Ali Dabagh, the government spokesman, made it official.
The sentence was carried out according to the law with a limited number of people watching, including a prosecutor and a doctor.
He said everyone in the execution chamber was searched to ensure they weren't carrying any kind of cameras, and they all signed an agreement not to chant slogans or behave inappropriately. He said there were no violations, but then added this detail.
In a rare incident, the head of the convict Barzan was separated from his body during the execution.
Dabagh called it an act of God, but many Sunnis didn't see it that way. Arab and Iraqi television stations flooded their broadcast with the news. Sunni leaders interviewed on air accused the government of violating the law, claiming Barzan's body was mutilated and demanded to see a video of the recording. Amid the uproar, Dabagh hastily called a second news conference to show reporters a video of the execution. Bandar and Barzan were in orange jumpsuits, standing side by side. Bandar recited Muslim prayers as executioners placed black hoods over both their heads and looped thick ropes around their necks. Then the trapdoor opened and the two men fell simultaneously. But while Bandar's body remained suspended in the air, the rope bearing Barzan snapped back up. His headless corpse dropped to the floor and the severed head landed several feet away. Dabagh said he didn't want to show the video, but said he had to because of the outcry over the decapitation.
We treat you as you are attending of the court. We would like that some of the human rights organizations to attend or any execution in the future for the others.
While the Shiite-dominated government sought to allay Sunni anger, in Shiite districts of Baghdad there were celebrations. Barzan and Bandar were among the most reviled figures of Saddam's regime. They were tried along with Saddam and four others for the deaths of 148 Shiites after a failed assassination attempt against Saddam in 1982. But as brutal as Bandar and Barzan were, some Iraqis think this isn't the time for executions. Wasuf Mecca is a shop owner in Baghdad's Qurrata district. He says the hangings will only drive Iraq's Sunnis and Shiites further apart.
These executions don't help national reconciliation because violence only brings more violence.
And the killings continue here. The Interior Ministry reported 30 more bodies were recovered in Baghdad today. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.